Macmillan Audio presents Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney. Read for you by Exie Sands. One, the Road of Anthracite. There once was a girl named Phoebe Snow. She wore only white and held tight to a violet corsage, an emblem of modesty. She was not retiring, though, and her life spun out as a series of journeys through mountain tunnels carved from poetry. I never saw her doing anything besides boarding, riding, or disembarking a train, immaculate always, captivating conductors, enchanting other passengers. No, there wasn't. She was just an advertisement, the poster girl for the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad. Her unsoilable Antarctic-colored clothes were proof that the line's anthracite-powered locomotives were clean-burning, truly, unlike their sooty and outfit despoiling competitors. Her laundry bill for fluff and frill, Miss Phoebe finds, is nearly nil. It's always light, though gowns of white are worn on Road of Anthracite. I was 5 years old when I first laid eyes on her, on a postcard sent me by my dearest aunt, Sadie Boxfish, my father's youngest sister, daring and unmarried and living in Manhattan.